Hello and welcome to this week's Wikipedia Wondrous, the wickedly talented David Nichols is on the other end of the line, far, far away. Hello, Dave.
Far, far away. Hello. I'm far away, you're not. So, yeah, the conversation we've just been having. Hello. Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Currently recording an international break, so been better.
Yeah, it is dull, isn't it? It's really, really dull. Also, I said I'm good. I don't think you asked how I was, but I was letting you know. Anyway, so... Yeah,
he's an oversharer.
Yeah. I am. International break is poor rubbish. Too many of them for a start, and shit football.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about probably some people might think of it as shit football actually, because we're talking about centre backs who have been deployed up front. I think one quite joyous at times because carnage normally happens, but also a bit of dying out is. We'll discuss. So, first question to you is, examples you can think of centre-back either being a dual role, so their Wikipedia page might say centre-back, centre-forward, or if that's too much, those who've been deployed, you know, last-minute subs, just chuck him up front, cause havoc.
Well, I had three come to mind, right? Straight away. And two of them, I think, were dual roles. One of them was definitely a centre-back who... morphed into a striker, I think. I think he would have been listed as centre back slash striker on like old Champ managers. I'm going Gary Doherty. Classic, right?
Yeah.
Like the other one was Holmes under the hammer, Jube inventor Dion Dublin, but I think he was striker, went back to centre back, and then did a dual role. Not 100% sure. And then I had Ashley Williams. Signed Swansea to Liverpool and they put him up front. Literally bought him off the bench straight on
the
front.
No. Ashley Williams. That's a slip. It's Stephen Coulker.
Stephen Coulker. Yeah, okay. Stephen Coulker. That's not Ashley Williams. But he was signed from Swansea, though, wasn't he?
Correct.
Was a free transfer, potentially, after QPR.
Oh, Dave's putting some facts out here. Let's validate them.
Yeah.
Who is now plays international football for... Oh, who is it? He plays international football for Sierra Leone now.
Oh.
Yeah. So, obviously a Spurs... Not obviously, I know him as a Spurs youth player.
Right.
Loans to Yeovil, Bristol, Swansea. Permanent deal to Cardiff. Permanent deal to QPR. Loans to Southampton, Liverpool.
Oh.
Permanent to Dundee. Then we go to an Turkish side, Alan Ispor. It's just Alan side, the Turkish side, yeah. Fenerbahce, Gaziantep. It was Gaziantep. That's going to be Turkey still, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then we go to Fatih Karamoglu, and then Wigan. As of this year, played for Wigan.
Oh, right. Is he still playing?
No. He's left because after a club had failed on four occasions to pay the players on time, Coulker accused the owners of lying and absolutely scandalous behaviour.
There you go. And if there's something you don't want to do to Stephen Coulker, it's absolutely scandalous behaviour.
No, don't do that. But being 6'3", yeah, you can see why he might get deployed up front. Well, on your other two, I agree. Gary Doherty up front is secondary. Dion Dublin, up front then. Back. Chris Sutton is a player also, remember, was centre forward to centre back. And I mention that because is there something in the water at Norwich? Because Dublin, there is probably something in the water at Norwich. Sutton and Dublin, I think both either youth or very young, maybe Dublin was Cambridge when he was younger, but very young, early in their careers, Norwich. Gary Doherty went on to play for Norwich. It's quite a high rate of centre-back, centre-forwards.
It does feel like a high rate of people that play both positions. Yeah, it does. I'm trying to think of any others.
Leicester had a couple. So Leicester had Matt Elliott.
Oh, Matty Elliott, yeah.
Who was centre-back to centre-forward. Who went up the pitch. And Ian Marshall?
Ian Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him. He played for Oldham at some point as well.
Yeah, that's the early That's a pre-Paul Rideout era, that is, isn't it?
That is.
There's going to be some old, and there's probably a Swindon in there.
Yeah.
Maybe a Barnsley. What we got?
I've just had another one come to mind, but I don't... I might be making this up. Ian Wone?
He's a player.
He definitely was a player. He was a left winger. Definitely wasn't a centre-back striker. I don't know why he suddenly popped into my head.
So Ian Marshall, Everton, Oldham, Ipswich, Leicester, Bolton, Blackpool. 94 goals. Defender slash striker. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yes. Absolutely love that.
Who is the player we discussed in this podcast, Dutch player, Jiz?
Oh, Jiz Hornkamp. Do you know how I remember his name? Because he's actually on FIFA now, or EA, FC. Jiz Hornkamp.
He had an array of positions.
He did.
Forward slash right back.
Is he playing in the area of Davisi now?
He plays for Heracles Almelo.
I think it was last week when I said, oh, I got a bit worried because someone had jumped the gun and done a video around Welcome to Arsenal. I can't remember who we were talking about. Can you remember? I said there was something like that. There's one for Jiz Hornkamp. Welcome to Nottingham Forest. Someone jumped the gun again.
You've got to be quick to keep up with Nottingham Forest signings, so I'm not surprised they're pretty jumping the gun there.
That's true. And Jiz Hornkamp may jump the gun quite often. Whee!
So we found players in that role. It's in terms of a dual role, I can't think of many now a dual role. And do you think it's maybe an English thing? Because of our rudimentary football, we're willing to do that?
I think so. Well, it strikes me as an English thing. It strikes me as a very English thing to be like, I want a big man up front that can win headers, so I'm just going to chuck up my centre-back because he's logically going to be the best person that can head the ball. I can't imagine Spain and Italy doing it. And like Germany, maybe.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. I'm thinking Bundesliga, you're not foreign to that. I'm thinking Jan Koller. We've got both sides here. Jan Koller, you know, you bring him back. Yeah, depending. Yeah, last gasp. Okay. Yeah. So... excluding your own club, so we'll exclude Spurs and Man United for now. Of the current Premier League centre-backs, you've got to create your dream team, but using two centre-backs as forwards. Who are you picking?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I need to put two centre-backs out front.
Yeah, we're going to go, because it's such an old-school thing, we've got to have... I want you to try and find a kind of working strike partnership in this sense. Obviously not big man, little man, unless you put Lisandro Martinez up there.
Yeah, well, he was. I was considering him to be one of my options.
Yeah, but... you got to exclude United from this.
Yeah. Okay. I think Ruben Diaz.
Ooh, what makes you say that?
Tall, wins headers, bit of a ball player as well. Like, I think he'll be very comfortable with a ball into his feet. Maybe even, instead of Ruben Diaz, I'd go John Stones.
Because we've seen him bring the
ball out in midfield.
He might even play number 10. He might be dropping in behind. I think John Stones is a great shout.
I'll definitely pick John Stones as one of them. Who would suit John Stones in a centre-back, centre-forward strike partnership? Big Virgil stands out.
Virgil does stand out. I'm thinking a bit of balance, a bit of left footer there. So, a kind of... Sven Botman or something, I don't know.
What's Sven Botman done to prove to you he could play out front?
He's quite clean cut. I can't use him, but let's bring in United and Spurs into this, because I think Mickey van der Ven might have something about him. He's quick.
I would have picked Mickey van der Ven. Yeah. Like, I think he would do a very, very good job up front, Mickey van der Ven.
Do you not think Harry Maguire might have something about him up front? Causing havoc.
He would cause havoc, and he did score an absolute belter against Tranmere in the cup 1 year. And he would win headers. But
I mean, it's the least you're expecting from your centre-back up front is winning headers. Pau Torres?
Yeah. Potentially Pau Torres. Even Tyrone Mings. He would cause havoc up front. I know we don't really like him on this channel, but... Nah. I'm going John Stones... And yeah, I'm including Van der Ven. I'm going John Stones and Van der Ven. I know you said no Spurs and Man United players, but sod it. That's what I'm going for. I also think Varane would be pretty good up front. He's a bit fragile, but I think the way he plays the ball at his feet.
He's quite good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not sure. So specifically on United then, so you've got, who would score most? If you had to, you've got a real, well, it's not that hard of a reach. You've got a real dearth of scoring up front. Who are you putting in that current United side up front to score you most goals? And is there any other attacking positions you think that they might work in?
So, and I assume this means that obviously they're playing up front, so I'm taking them out of the back four.
It does mean, yeah.
Yeah. So I would rather have Rafa Varane as a centre-back than a striker, so he's going to stay at centre-back. I'm thinking Victor Lindelof, potentially, as a centre-back up front.
What does Victor Lindelof offer?
Consistency. That's what he offers.
Up front?
And a hard work rate. Yeah, well, up front, I don't know what he's going to offer, but I don't want to take Varane and Martinez up. I don't want to break Varane and Martinez up because I think they work well together at the centre.
I would say Harry Maguire gets you more goals up front than Victor Lindelof. Actually, there's no doubt in my mind he does.
If David Moyes is manager again, yeah, he does, because he was just swinging crosses into the box, yeah, left, right and centre. But we don't do that.
I would say he's also the amount of attacks get broken down because Harry Maguire's fouled someone would be insane. It's like, you cannot keep doing that. You've just, your head knocking around like someone from Theme Hospital. Just, oh God.
What a shout that is. Large head syndrome, whatever it was called on Theme Hospital. Bloaty head. Bloaty head syndrome. That was it. Because they used to pop it and then pump it back up. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of our options. So we've got Harry Maguire, Martinez, Varane, Lindelof, Johnny Evans.
Johnny Evans has got a nice bit about him.
Johnny Evans could do an experienced job up front.
Mm.
But honestly, out of all those, it would have to be Varane or Martinez, I think, if you're saying to get you the most goals.
Yeah. Do you reckon Martinez could do a job left side?
Left wing?
Yeah. Attack it. Because that's the thing. Centre-backs have typically always gone up front. I'm not sure it's anyone out there thinking you're going to get someone on the wing.
No, because I think if you're doing that right, you're putting your right back to right wing and going three at the back or something. Yeah. Like you're not pushing. You're not
unless
telling Harry Maguire
really
to sit on right wing.
Pin back a short fullback. I'm getting the winning the headers out on the
wide target man.
Yeah, wide target man.
I don't know. That's a really tough question. I assume Spurs would be Van de Ven. You're shoving him up front. Eric Dier, he can hit a ball.
Do you know what? Eric Dier has actually got some great technique. He's hit free kicks, he's hit long range efforts. And I would love him to be nowhere near a defence. So,
yeah.
I mean, we haven't actually got any more centre backs other than that. We've got Romero, Van de Ven, Dier, and then two youth players. So Alfie Dorrington and Ashley Phillips.
Oh my God, you're one injury away from having to play Eric Dier at centre back.
I think we're one injury away from having to play someone else that isn't Eric Dier at centre-back.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But yes, correct. It shines a spotlight on Eric Dier as soon as someone gets injured, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. Which is why I don't like international breaks even more.
Well, yeah. I know you said, could anyone play? Martinez, I reckon, could play as a number 10. In behind. Like a high-pressing number 10.
Like Mason Mount?
Yeah. I like Mason Mount, so I'm not getting drawn into this.
And as we have discussed the inverse, is there anybody not defensively minded who you are going, yeah, okay, let's bring in, obviously your defence is short, so who are you bringing in to play centre back? And I'm not allowing you to have Casemiro.
No, that's fine. He's a defensive minded player, isn't he? So yeah. I'm going, I think Rasmus Højlund could do a job back there.
No, well, that's where I was
tall,
thinking,
quick. Yeah, I think Rasmus Højlund could do it. Again, then it means you literally have no strikers up front.
No, you're already utilising Lindelof up there. It's fine.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm using Lindelof.
That's a challenge for us another time. You've got to take your Man United side and mix everybody up. Maybe keep your goalie. Mix everybody up. No one can play in their true position. And what's the most functioning side? It's like how total football are you?
That would be a good little podcast to do. Yeah, I think we can do that. I would also argue, in this current vein of form, can I replace Onana with someone else?
Yes, that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. Cool. What about Spurs? Again, what about Spurs? Who's going? Who's an attacking-minded player that you put into centre-back if you really... When when Van de Ven gets injured or he's out front for you, who are you putting back there so that Dier doesn't have to play?
Well, we're not blessed with the biggest side. So, not Sonny, not Richarlison, because he's spending most of the time on the ground. Wingers are very short, so Brian Hill would be bullied immensely. Solomon would be, I mean, Kulusevski?
He's reasonably tall.
I'm treating Bissouma as defensively minded.
Even what about Perisic? Are you saying Perisic is defensively minded?
No.
I know he plays as wing back, but he's very attacking.
Yeah, but I think, in terms of versatility, I think, he's obviously quite robust and obviously currently got a cruciate injury. But, I think Perisic is a good shout.
Yeah. All right.
So in terms of centre-backs and goal-scoring, and you mentioned earlier Harry Maguire scored a blooter in the FA Cup, was it? But in terms of centre-backs operating centre-forwards, because that's not really a centre-forwards goal, that's more of a kind of midfielder goal, and they score off the headers. What's the best goal you've seen a centre-back score, which a striker would be proud of?
I was... Honestly, when you said... We joke that I don't do any research. This is probably the one question I've really tried to research, and it's really hard. And the... When I was looking, I immediately Googled Philippe Mexès goals.
Exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, because...
Overhead kick, AC Milan.
Yeah, but his goals aren't normal striker goals, as you would describe it. His overhead kicks are absolute blooters from range. He had a right shot on him. So, yeah, my immediate thought was Philippe Mexès, like, as the ultimate centre-back who could play up front.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, lovely touch, yeah. And did you find anything else on your travels?
Sergio Ramos has scored a few good head, like, I know you said don't include headers, but headers from like that a striker would be proud of, like running on diving headers and things like that. And he's got one, Ramos in my research had one for Real Madrid against Valladolid or something, where he literally ran from the halfway line with the ball, played a nice 1-2 and then side footed it past the goalkeeper, which was a lovely goal. They're the main two. Yeah.
It's funny actually narrowing it down when I say a striker's goal. Does that just kind of leave it to tap-ins? I suppose I'm also thinking of it kind of a shift and shot, kind of, you know, in a tight space, and like kind of Harry Kane would like get yard, or Jermaine Defoe gets that yard and has a shot.
Oh, I've got one.
Go on.
Philippe Albert against Schmeichel.
Yeah. The lob.
The lob. I think a striker would be happy scoring.
Proud of that,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's a centre back, I think. Yeah.
Maybe, but being left footed, you get just shoved
left-sided centre back. I think Philippe Albert. I'm googling it.
Wikipedia will say defender.
Oh, you reckon it's not going to be?
I don't think they'll specify.
Defender. Yeah. As a player, he was a defender. It doesn't even say. Yeah, no specifications.
I know my Wikipedia.
You do.
All right, I've got a quiz question for you, Dave.
Oh, this is the surprise quiz question. Oh,
surprise!
God. Oh.
I want you to name me... I've got a list of 7 here, as it always is. Magic number. Of the highest scoring centre-backs in Premier League history. I want to see how many you can name.
Oh, my word. The highest scoring... Are we including the likes of Dion Dublin as a centre-back?
No.
No,
these are
they just
centre-backs,
okay, who scores a lot from corners, headers? Vidic?
Negative.
Rio?
Negative. Branch out, Dave. There's not a single United man on this list.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right, then. There's going to be a bit of silence that I'll definitely edit out, because I'm thinking. Tony Adams.
No.
Are they more modern players?
Yeah, a lot of them are modern players. So 2000s onwards, I think you'd focus. You've got to think sheer weight of numbers in games, which I don't think you have done, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to go down.
But they're all... I mean, nearly all of them are excellent players as well.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's why excellence a bit... Maybe a bit overzealous there.
John Terry.
top of the list.
Weight of games.
Yeah. And also was just an aggressive defender, very good from attacking the ball. Yeah.
Let's go with... No, he said 2000s onwards, so I'm not going to go back that far.
Who was it, Dave?
Ledley King won't be on there, will he?
No.
Sol Campbell?
No.
Oh, that surprises me. Sol Campbell not being on there. Give us a hint. Give us some hints.
So I'd say you've got two more Chelsea players.
Oh.
Well, I have played for Chelsea as well as other clubs. Probably partnered. I would have played...
Carvalho?
What? Just unnoticed, like, that's not that Chelsea player.
Who's partnered John Terry at the back? It must be for a while as well.
Yeah. Oh, I think actually also was deployed at left back under a Mourinho hate game. I think he played left back for Chelsea during this period when they had their best defensive season ever. But played centre back for them, played for two more London clubs.
William Gallas. Bloody hell.
Yeah. I'll put you out in misery, Dave.
Yeah, I'm doubting my ability to get any more if it's taken me that long to get William Gallas.
Gary Cahill.
Yeah.
So we've mentioned two, Marshall and Elliot, Sammy Hoopier, and Jolyon Lescott.
I would not have put Jolyon Lescott in that. I cannot remember Jolyon Lescott scoring a goal.
Oh, yeah, he was always adept. That's that left foot, isn't it?
But I have no memory of him scoring. Do you have a memory of him scoring a goal?
No.
Yeah. He's a bit Tyrone Mingsy, isn't he, Jolyon Lescott? Like, forgettable. Once they retire, I think I'm not going to remember Tyrone Mings.
Can you remember Lescott playing for England? For England for a bit, didn't he?
He did, but again, I've got no memory.
Name me Jolyon Lescott's club career, please.
Wolves.
Yeah.
And then he got a big move somewhere, didn't he? Because I remember texting Kelv, our mate Kelv, and I said, if he's worth that amount of money, I'm worth at least like 8 million or something, is what I said. And I got ridiculed, obviously. Who paid loads of money for Jolyon Lescott? Was it Man City?
Man City paid 20... Yeah. Ooh, speculated between the two, but that's not his move from Wolves.
No, but I've got Wolves and Man City, so...
Who
did they sign him off?
This is where I probably remember him most, actually. It's his second highest amount of clubs he's played for. Games.
Villa?
He did go on to play for Villa afterwards. He's a Midland boy, so he's played for three Midland clubs and two clubs in the Northwest.
In the Northwest?
One in the Northeast and one in the Med.
Oh my God, that's more teams than...
Yeah, so we've got 212 appearances, 13 goals for Wolves. 113 appearances, 14 goals for Everton. Man City, 107-7. West Brom, 36-1. Aston Villa, 31. AEK Athens, 4-0. Sunderland, 2-0.
Ah.
And then your guess on England appearances?
Oh, 6.
Add 20 to that.
26.
Correct. And he's part of Lee Carsby's coaching team in the under-21s.
Really? I can't imagine him being a good coach, unless he's just coaching the young players how to
really
not tweet from their pocket.
Lescott. Yeah, here,
I don't.
You?
I've never
don't
rated
him. Don't remember
Jolyon
him.
Lescott.
Don't think he'd be a good coach. Don't remember a goal. Come on, he's a good player. He was really good in that Man City side. Partnered
never rated
company.
Him. Never no. rated him. No.
Oh, I thought he was good. He was good on the ball.
No, not a fan of Jolyon. As I said, same as Tyrone Mings. I think as soon as Tyrone Mings stops playing, I will lose all memories of what he's done in his career. Other than stamp on Zlatan Ibrahimovic, which is very good.
Do that.
So, yeah. Do you want a question?
I'll have a question from you.
If you were a centre back and you had to score a perfect hat trick. No, before we get to the question, do you enjoy playing up front? Where do you prefer, like, you want to be a striker or a winger?
No. I've never had the pace. If I'm thinking if I'm taking peak Josh, if it's never the pace, yeah. I'll be the kind of in and around number 10 is kind of where I envisage myself being.
Okay. So how do you think you would do as a centre-back?
Oh, horrifically.
Oh, horrific. I'm not sure. Horrific.
I'm not sure I've ever, in a game of football, headed the ball.
Fuck off.
In fact, I remember one time playing at school in like inter house football, and I went to I was up front, went to control it on my chest, misjudged it, and I just wore the ball straight into my face. Controlled it with my face, and I did control it. But I was like, fuck. I think that's the closest I've come to heading a ball. I have not got any of the attributes for a centre back, none whatsoever.
Because I'm trying to remember times that I've played football with you. And the only time I can think of is when you made the rare appearance for the 5 or 6-a-side team that we played in. But
yeah. Yeah, we played football with you years back in the Battery Cup.
Yeah, that's not competitive though, is it? Like,
was for me.
It was for you, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. If you could take... Oh, time for my question. Okay. If you could take any centre forward in the world, and they have to repeat, this is from history, obviously, not current squads, from history, and they have to repeat their career as a centre back, who do you think is scoring the most goals from centre back as a centre forward?
So they're a centre forward playing centre back, but they still have that attacking nous, but are performing as a centre back.
They are the exact same player. So Christian Vieri, you're in charge of Italy, and you're like, this is going to work. You're playing centre-back in a partner of two. He can't be like a libero or a sweeper that pushes up like Rijkaard or Hullet eventually did for Holland. He is a two-man centre-back partnership, but he is still as attacking as he is as a centre-forward.
Alan Shearer.
Oh, Shearer.
Yeah, Alan Shearer would, I think, be a very aggressive... Like he would, with the strength of challenge he put in, the heading ability of him, I think he'd be a really good centre-back.
Yeah,
but he would be such a danger whenever there's any attacking players to play. Yeah,
all right. Big Dunk was one I was thinking of.
Who must have done a job at centre back.
That's what I was thinking. He must have done a job
at centre back. Must have done a job at centre back.
But, yeah. Alan Shearer, you're going to pick Alan Shearer. I can see it. I just think, does he have positional awareness to know that he's actually a centre-back and he can't just maraud?
Yeah, diligent is old Alan. Diligent. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, happy with that. Fair enough.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. And that brings in to this week's podcast. You can check us out on Instagram and on Twitter at Wikipedia Wanderers. But until next time, goodbye.